How long have you felt you have entered a dark period and cannot see the light? Sometimes, what is required to release your blocks and free yourself is the willingness to seek appropriate help. Samuel Zohar Yanai specializes in black magic removal processes, according to Halacha. In a process that affects the body, mind, and spirit alike, we will work decisively and in depth to remove any negative influence imposed on you and open the energetic channels. The diagnosis and advice for removing black magic are provided via WhatsApp or video call, eliminating the need for your physical presence. This process is customized to accommodate all faiths and religions globally, ensuring it meets your specific requirements. Clarification: Samuel Zohar Yanai does not cast spells or perform any mystical process that has adverse and harmful effects on another person. Removal of black magic according to Halacha, finding a suitable expert. This may very well not be the first time you have tried your luck with mystics who have promised to help you in the removal of black magic. You have come to remove blockages and oppressive powers blocking your life. After heavy financial expenses and numerous promises, you eventually discovered that there is no significant change or even that it has gotten worse. You should examine two crucial aspects to ensure you have a removal black magic expert who brings results to your disposal. Knowledge: above all, it is essential to examine mystic knowledge in the spirit world carefully. A comprehensive and in-depth understanding of Gemara, Kabbalah, and mystic literature is necessary to remove the black magic process effectively. Unfortunately, quite a few mystics and sorcerers are not at all familiar with Kabbalah or the codes of the Zohar. Removal of black magic does not involve predicting the future. These people may often spread false promises and presume to predict your future. We must conduct a comprehensive study on the person we are contacting and ensure that he has the knowledge to carry out the removal of the black magic process correctly. A person who offers clairvoyance and promises unequivocal results lacks inner integrity and gives false hope to a person in distress. Samuel Zohar Yanai strongly opposes the phenomenon of fortune-telling and spreading promises without cover. Throughout the process, Samuel works to strengthen and heal your present and future solely according to the Halacha, with spiritual ethics binding every person working in this field and guiding him every step. Samuel Zohar Yanai strongly opposes using such knowledge to cast spells. According to his teaching, which has been an integral part of the mystical tradition for generations, a person who casts a harmful spell against another person is acting against God. The spirit of the Creator dwells within every human. Therefore, any negative magical action toward a person is directed against the world's Creator. Removal of black magic according to Halacha. My key advantages: throughout removing the black magic process, I accompany you personally and discreetly when the tools I offer are precisely adapted to your circumstances, needs, and principles of faith. The process suits people of all beliefs and religions, regardless of race or gender. In a unique, energetic healing process according to the principles of Kabbalah, carried out at night in solitude, I offer a solution to all the adverse effects imposed on you without your presence and without any need for physical arrival. A continuous and thorough process. I don't believe in one-time processes. Removing a spell according to the Halacha requires thorough work. Therefore, I repeat the removal black magic process every 30 days and maintain constant communication with you until all energetic blockages have been removed. A solution to any negative mystical influence along with removing black magic: I remove ill wishes, leshan hara, evil eyes, and curses. To ensure that after the spell and blocks are removed, the attacking party does not return and cast spells and curses, I also perform robust, energetic defenses to prevent further attacks. Empowering the body and mind to ensure that your body remains strong and resistant to further adverse effects, I provide comprehensive nutritional counseling and recommend using vitamins and herbs customized to your needs. Spells noticeably weaken the body. Their effects may also hinder the family and even the business and career. Therefore, I offer a solution in all aspects, from advice on strengthening the body to business coaching. Opening the energetic channels after the spell is completely removed, the energetic channels are reopened, allowing positive flow and energetic protection. How can removal black magic according to Halacha help? The more the process is carried out persistently and strictly, according to all the principles of halacha, the more likely the results will be effective. The most important thing is that we do not delay the process. With each passing moment, the spell's effects grow stronger and worse. To stop the suffering, I invite you to contact me today and perform a witchcraft removal process according to halacha. For more details, to receive an answer to any question and to schedule a consultation, you can contact me now here, by phone or WhatsApp. Black magic in the Bible and early Judaism. The ancient Jewish and Hebrew religion explicitly forbids the casting of spells on another person and disallows the practice of black magic in general. According to certain interpretive approaches, the serpent of paradise symbolizes and signifies the powers of black magic. According to this approach, in the story of the fruit of the tree of knowledge, he not only seduced Eve but bewitched her to eat from the fruit. Sources for this approach are noted in ancient Jewish mystical books. Judaism, therefore, does not deny the existence of witchcraft, but forbids their use. The only exception is when lives are in danger, where according to the Jewish faith it is permissible to use spells to defend yourself. The first reference to spells does not actually appear in the Bible, but in the story of the struggle between Abraham and Nimrod, as it appears in Jewish ancient literature and the Talmud. According to the story, Nimrod, the ancient powerful pagan king, threw Abraham into a fiery furnace, through a spell that he used. Nimrod had great sorcery abilities according to the story. Abraham was saved from the furnace of fire and the deadly spell of Nimrod by using the supreme powers he had and thus was saved. Nimrod's spells did not work against Abraham our father, and Abraham managed to be saved and run away. The delegation of angels that arrived in Sodom also defended itself against the Sodomites, who wanted to rape them using blinding light, a power that, according to ancient traditions, is reserved only for angels. They are the only ones allowed to use it. However, the use of sorcery in a distinct way appears for the first time in the struggle of Moses and Aaron against Pharaoh and the Egyptian priests, when they demonstrate their ability, turning a staff into a snake, and, as a result, suffer severe reaction that includes destruction, sickness, and death. The drowning of the Egyptians in the Red Sea is a magical operation designed to save the Israelites from death, and therefore, such action was allowed. The greatest sorcerer in the Bible is Balaam, son of Beor, a powerful Moabite sorcerer. He had the power to cast curses that inflicted physical harm not only on a person but on entire groups of people, including tribes. It was the hand of God that prevented him so and even made him do the to bless. According to historical research, Beor, of which Balaam is called his son, is actually the Canaanite god Belphegor, whose worship revolves around a perverted sexual ritual. In a later period, King Manasseh reigned in Judea and actively turned to witches and sorcerers to advise him on the kingdom's management, also using sorcerers, until he repented. Witchcraft and removal of black magic in the days of the Second Temple. During Talmud times, after the destruction of the Second Temple, spells were treated more than ever as a therapeutic process that was performed only by great spiritual teachers who knew how to act properly with it. For example, Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai alludes to a Roman who asks him about a red heifer, how to remove a possession of witchcraft that was put into a person against his will. He said to him, "Have you seen a man in whom a spirit of madness has entered?" He said to him, "Here he is." He said to him, "And what are you doing to him?" He said to him, "They bring logs and produce smoke under him, and pour water on it, and it runs away." He said to him, "Let your ears hear what your mouth is saying. This spirit is impure, drip water upon it, and it shall escape." Bamidbar Rabbah 19:5. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai describes the process of removing black magic by using clean water and water after washing in Nida, a woman's menstruation. Another case describes how Rabbi Hanina and Rabbi Oshea created a calf to eat using the knowledge they acquired in the Sefer Yetzirah. This action is mystical and not a spell aimed at personal benefit. In another case, it is told about the Tana Shimon ben Shattak, who was also later the president of the Sanhedrin, who killed 80 witches with his disciples after luring them to come out of their cave and meet his disciples, whom they first wanted to bewitch. The change begins here. Samuel invites you to remove black magic. With various techniques, in-depth knowledge of the worlds of mysticism, and a strict process that affects all aspects of existence, Samuel Zohar Yanai helped many people in Israel and around the world. You can read more about witchcraft and the spirit on the website and acquire in-depth knowledge. For more information on removing black magic and scheduling an appointment, you can contact us on WhatsApp or by phone.